Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin. Welcome back to Daf and Practice. On today's Daf, Maseches Erevin, Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara introduces a halacha which is very severe. The Gemara says it is ha'isser to walk by the woman, and one who walks by the woman is in violation of an isser of his stakless, and ain lo chelek li'olam haba. Such a person has no chelek in olam haba, and the Gemara says if he meets her on the bridge, he should walk off to the side. And it is brought down Shulchan Aruch as well in Shulchan Aruch, Evan Ezer, Simon Chav Aleph, Sif Aleph. So this is a very big problem. A person walks in the streets of New York City as New York City begins to get fuller and fuller back to the way it was before COVID-19. How does one avoid this particular issue of walking behind a woman? So Shlomo Zalman addresses it a little bit in Simon Sadi Aleph, Os Chav Gimel. He was talking about walking behind a woman to go to a Dvar Mitzvah. And someone wrote a letter to him and quoted from the Leket Yoshar, who's a Talmud of the Trumas Hadeshim. And he says, it's a mutter leilich acher eishes chaver, o acher imo, mishum de bizman hazeh, einanu mizharim kokach, mi leilich acher ish. It's permitted in certain instances to follow the wife of a Talmud Chacham, or perhaps one's mother. But the reason is because nowadays we're not so machbid on this particular halacha. Rosh Shlomo Zalman finds this problematic because there's a Mefurish Gemara that we just saw. There's a Mefurish Shulchan Aruch that we just quoted that says it's aser to do so afilu bizman hazeh. So what Rosh Shlomo Zalman explains is that based on the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch, he says, Pug isha b'shuk. A person encounters. Pug means you encountered, you chanced upon. Sounds like that most women back then would not spend their time in the shuk. Women were tsanua. They were found in the house called kfuda basa melech pnima. Women's honor was inside the home. And therefore, if one were to bump into a woman at a very rare occasion, it would be usher to do so because it's going to be a violation of a stakless and of hirurim. But he says that was all true back in those times. Mashein kein bizmanenu, writes Rosh Shlomo Zalman. Harei af im yivrach me'achorei isha, you must say take up his asmo acharei isha acharis. Even a person tries to run ahead from one woman, he's going to be behind another woman because the streets are packed with men and women alike. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman points out, it seems to me, shenashim mutsuyos berachov yosir manashim, there seem to be more women in the street than there are men. Because bizmanenu she preaches mutsuya harbe l'tzareinu haparetz meruba la'omed, quoting the sugyas in Ervin, that there's more parets in omed, unfortunately. Vein misbayishim l'staka v'isha gam b'fanet, and no one's embarrassed to stare at women even in their presence. And therefore, unfortunately, since that's a common occurrence nowadays, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says that it's really unavoidable. Now, Nias Daiti, he ends up concluding that b'mako mitzvah ein natam lahachmer bizmanenu, there is no reason to be stringent with mako mitzvah, but if it's not mako mitzvah, one should certainly try to avoid this as best as possible.